Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the subject today, exposing the lie. And the question is, what is truth? If we're going to expose the lie, we need to go back to the analysis of the definition and the term of truth. What is truth? We're talking with Dr. Brett Iles. Dr. Iles is one of the professors in Conservative Theological University. We're talking with him about the subject today of what is truth. And Dr. Iles, one of the other things that I'm wanting our listeners to understand when we talk about how we've been lied to, how we've been deceived, one of those greatest deceptions, I think, is where Jerry Nadler, for example, stood on the street corner being interviewed by a reporter, and he was talking about the things that's taking place, the vandalism, the burning, the looting, the rioting in Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, et cetera, et cetera, and told him about that. And Jerry Nadler said, well, that's just a myth. It's not really happening. It's only talked about in the Beltway in Washington. That's another one of the lies, ladies and gentlemen, that we've been told by the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. We've been lied to when Joe Biden told us that he'll bring America together if he's elected as president, when in fact, everything that he has said that he will do if he is president will absolutely eviscerate, destroy, undermine, tear down the foundation of America. Under a Joe Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, there'll be no freedom of speech, no religious liberty, no right to keep and bear arms, and I could go on and on and on. Abortion would be paid for by our taxpayer dollars, and it would be paid for everyone that requires, demands, wants an abortion, even an abortion after the baby has survived an abortion by infanticide, killing that baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that's being pushed by the socialist Marxist left. We've been lied to. We're told that somehow, some way, if he goes into office, that he would bring us together. It's an impossibility, Dr. Iles, for a citizenry to be brought together if we have a misunderstanding or a lack of knowledge about truth,
right,
about what is truth. So further our conversation about truth, what would you like our listeners to understand about the subject that we're talking about today? What is truth?
Well, it's interesting that you used the word myth in one of your quotes, and we're realists. We believe that words have meaning.
Yes.
All right. Now, this is going to get a little philosophical, but there is a theory, we'll call it non-realist, that's being taught in seminaries. Not here.
Right.
All right. That believes that we define our reality by our words and our prejudices by our words. Now, let me read this quote, then give an example, and then another quote.
All
and
right.
Maybe that'll help us, our listeners, to explain what this is. Okay, the quote, it comes from Kevin M. Brandt from A Story as a Way of Knowing. All right. Language has no direct relationship to the real world. It is rather only symbolic. Representation, then, is inadequate in all its various forms because images of the world are language-dependent and cannot be exchanged between people with any degree of certainty. All representation is mediated by language that makes it linguistically reflective rather than reality related. Like the child who pointed out that the emperor was not wearing the splendid clothes his royal majesty thought he was, postmodernism takes delight in exposing how representational language in fact misrepresents reality. Now, for those of you viewers who may be head scratching, let me give an example that may explain the English a little bit.
All right.
Better. Okay. Now, let's say there is a blue table, okay, or a table, and A physicist would look at the table and say, this table is a collection of electrons. A chemist would sit, look at the table and say, the table is a collection of organic compounds. A biologist, the table is a collection of wood cells. And an art historian would say, oh, it's a beautiful piece of Baroque object. Now, these people would say that there is no objective table. Each person has their own views and prejudices of what the table is. Therefore, that the table has views change over time. Right. So let's say we're in class. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me give you another example. Well, let's go back to our homiletics class. Okay, you and I, we were forced to define the terms, right? Now, Now what happens if we have different groups? So group A was the traditional group, believes that, let's say, the parable of the Good Samaritan, the Samaritan was the Samaritan, the tax collector, the Pharisees. And we had another group, B, and we'll call him St. Augustine. Augustine had said, well, the man who fell in the hands of robbers was Adam, and Jerusalem is heaven. He allegorized each word. Mm-hmm. Now,
he was the granddaddy of allegorization.
Right. And let's say we had another group, C, okay, that believes that, okay, that Jesus, they're a wild group, and they believe that the Bible, well, this is about the cosmic Jesus is an alien, Jesus is a space alien, and he's teaching us about being good. Now, under this system, all these value groups will be correct because, I don't know if I'm explaining this correct, there's no way to tell the truth of the story because every story, you're using words to define the story, and therefore, there's no objective truth.
So what you're saying is everyone has his own idea of what truth is.
Right. And let me see.
And as we think on that subject, the key to it is, Dr. Isles is getting back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. In fact, this is the reason in Exodus chapter 18 and verse 21, it is so important, especially at this election season. Exodus 18, verse 21 says, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them over them, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, and rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. It is talking about men of truth. Right. And it goes back to thy word is truth. It goes back to the law of God is truth. Mm-hmm. But what you're saying is, Dr. Isles, it seems that we're in a society today where everybody analyzes things in a different light and see it in a different fashion and believe that their truth is truth. But when you go back to the what I would call the boiled down ultimate definition of truth, it goes back to the fact that it is going back to the original. What does the original say? And continue with your thought on that.
Well, for example, Robert Wilkins, a professor at the University of Virginia. Now, there is no original Christian faith, no native language, no definite statement of the meaning of Christ for all times. There is no objective authority. Only authority is interpreted by as individuals. Everybody's individuals has their own version of truth, which is why you can say, you have two groups that say homosexuality is wrong. Homosexuality is right, and they both read the same Bible, and they come and say both versions are true.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's happening, just like in the days of Judges, every man's doing that which is right in his own eyes.
Right.
And it's not looking at it from the standpoint of biblical interpretation of what the Scripture says. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is truth. We're exposing the lie. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Well, Dr. Isles, would you say when it comes down to the final analysis and the general sense of it, what we need to understand is, what does the Bible really say? How can we know the truth? How can we know whether it's a falsity, a lie, or if it's truth? In other words, what you've just shared with our audience, and I believe we can recapture that, is that there is a view in society today that everyone's truth is their truth and it must be believed as truth.
Right.
You've got the governors across America today and the mayors across America, that they believe their truth, and their truth is based on a lie, so they believe it is truth. As a result of their foundational truth being a lie, then what they're doing in the sequestration and the quarantining and the shutting down of churches and of businesses, et cetera, was based on a fallacy, based on a lie.
Right.
And that's the bottom line of what I'm wanting our listeners to understand today and the realization of that. But when we look at it and we think about that subject, explain what it means today by biblically for today's culture. What does it mean? What does truth mean? Explain that based on what your research has shown, what you found.
There's some implications to this. If all stories are true, that means you have a form of universalism.
Yes.
In the church. Mm-hmm. I was reading an article somewhere where there's, let me give this an example. There's an Australian cathedral in which a Buddhist priest gave the message. Aboriginal dancers led the procession into the cathedral and led offertory prayers. And then they had representatives of Jewish, Hindu, Muslims, and Baha faiths read from their scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Now, doesn't that contradict Jesus says, I am the truth, the way, and the life?
Right.
You can't have, I don't know what they don't, luckily they don't say what churches are. So I give them a letter. But these all can't be true.
That's right.
Either Jesus is right or these Muslims are right.
Well, as one theologian put a number of years ago, Jesus is either a lunatic, a liar, or he is the truth. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. The scripture says, no man comes unto God but through Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Are all values and truth equal?
No. Now, they would argue, yes, but that can't be true either. One of the things is, like we talked about earlier, about the homosexuality thing. If you have all values are true and all truth stories are true, that means all morals are true, which means you can't criticize another society. And in fact, there's a professor in, he says he's run into questions all ethical values are your personal preference. Let's put it that way. There's a professor who's run into things. He says they agree that Hitler was wrong, but he can't get questions to students to say, they say, of course I dislike the Nazis, but who am I to say they're morally wrong? See, they're saying as well, I can't criticize the Nazis. Well, it's their personal preference. That's an extreme example. But if you think that homosexuality is fine, that's fine. And you think it's homosexual is wrong, that's equally fine. There's no, you have a moral mush.
Moral mush, that's a good understanding of it.
And, but
there's no biblical absolute is what they're what you're saying.
You know, there's the Ten Commandments we believe are true because God wrote the Ten Commandments and they're good for all time.
Well, that's the reason it's so sad when you see people like Andy Stanley saying that we need to come unhitched from the Old Testament and saying that the Ten Commandments have no relevance for the Christian today, and therefore they're obsolete. But Dr. Iles, let's talk about, for the benefit of our listeners, what does this mean biblically, where there is basically an idea of universalism that my truth is truth and your truth is truth and we can't argue with or debate and say that one is not true and one is true. How do we go to that? What is the bottom line of what should our listeners understand? What should the takeaway be from this broadcast today? We're wanting to understand. We're being lied to. We understand that. And we'll talk about that further with some additional illustrations of that being lied to. But then our listeners need to understand, be able to differentiate between what we're being told and what is truth. And therefore, we need to go back to the truth book. That is the Word of God. I said it's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word. And it is the truth book. And Jesus said, I am truth. And then Jesus says, thy word is truth. And the Word of God says, when it comes to the election time, as we're finding this season that we're in, that we should elect men that are able men, men that such as fear God, men that are of truth, and that has a reputation and reliability. And when in that 18th chapter of the book of Exodus, in the 21st verse, when it talks about such as fear God, that means reverence God, subject to God, and that are men of truth. And we're finding what I think, ladies and gentlemen, is a diminishing of truth in society, which then boils down to the willingness by most of society to accept a lie, believe a lie, submit to the lie, and follow the directions based on a lie. And that's what we see that is so egregious in our society today, I believe, Dr. Iles. What we're finding is that continuing to tell the lie. We've been lied to about the need for COVID-19 vaccination.
Right.
It's Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're globalists, and they are looking for and pushing for the vaccine, not for our health, not for the well-being of society, but simply to control the people. That's a lie. Ladies and gentlemen, they say that it's for your health, and we want to do this because we're looking out for you. There's a major, major fallacy in that statement, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, it is true today that we are looking to the time when Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, through the vaccination that I'm sure will be arriving in the next few months. Here's an article I'm looking at, and it's Bill Gates' picture, and it says, we need to develop a digital certificate that shows who has received all of the vaccinations. Only those with all the required vaccinations may travel, visit churches, participate in sports and music events, even get a job. And further in this article, it's talking about the COVID pass, that is the vaccine certificate, and a digital vaccine certificate means having the vaccine with the mark, as is found, as it's called in Revelation chapter 13. And the COVID pass is arguably, this article says, arguably the world's most secure decentralized digital health passport that verifies and authenticates health credentials. COVID pass gives everybody the ability and peace of mind to return to work, to travel, to be socialized, and knowing that their test status is healthy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been told a lie. We're being told a lie now. We're being told that the vaccination is necessary, but it's to identify people, to be able to trace people, travel wherever you travel. According to Bill Gates himself, if his vaccine is utilized, and it'll have an RFID uplink satellite readable chip in that vaccine, you'll be able to be traced up to about a 36-inch square pattern of wherever you are on the face of the globe. It's on the pretense and the lie that we'll be able to help you, to save you, to save general the population of the world from having another pathogen that will take so many lives. So, Dr. Iles, continue for our listeners' benefit, because I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the only source book, the only place that we can go, the only resource for finding truth is the Bible. Talk with us about that, Dr. Iles.
Yes, there used to be a phrase, back to the Bible.
Yes.
The only way to counteract all the misinformation out there biblically is to go back to the Bible. Psalm 19 says, thou art near, O Lord, and thy commandments are truth. You know, Psalm 119 is all about the law and benefits of the law, because the law is truth. And John 17:3 says, and this is life eternal, that they might know the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. In other words, for our listeners who out there and they turn on TV or the TBN or whatever, and they come across people that say our religions are the same, you have to know the Bible well enough, i.e. read it and pray about it, so that when you hear some of this things,
lies,
that the moralistic therapeutic preaching. You know, they preach, you know, instead of the Bible, preach 12 things that make you think.
Called psychobabble.
Psychobabble that your ears are pick up. And if you just read it, you will develop an immunity, you know what the truth is.
Well, it goes back to, Dr. Oz, if I can drop this in for our listeners, this ages us, dates me in particular. During the days of J. Edgar Hoover as the FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover was responsible for training his men how to recognize counterfeit money.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked J. Edgar Hoover on one occasion, how do you train your men to recognize a counterfeit bill? And he says, I never let them touch a counterfeit bill.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I get them to understand the feel of the real thing,
mm-hmm.
The smell of the ink on the real bill, the texture of the bill, the way it looks, the way it feels, the way it smells, so that any time they come in contact with a phony bill, something that is not real, they immediately recognize it. And so it goes back to that illustration that I've always based it on with the scripture. Especially as Christians, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the truth, and the truth is the Word of God. In fact, Dr. Isles in Psalms 54:5, the scripture says, he shall reward evil unto mine enemies and cut them off, cut off in thy truth, speaking of the truth of the Word of God. And the biblical record is filled with truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:12 says, that they might be damned who believe not the truth. Here's another text, 1 Timothy 6:5. Perverse disputings of men corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness from such, withdraw thyself. In 2 Timothy 3:7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And that's where we are today.
And I like to, encourage, some people like maybe feel like they're not intelligently, or I don't know what the word is. You have the spirit of truth. If you're born again, that's in, dwells in with you. And he'll tell you, amazingly, the little voice will say, that's wrong. I think you're the one who tells the story about, maybe another story, a Baptist preacher is inviting one
two
of his
preachers.
The two preachers who went to one of the conventions. Mm-hmm. And the one guy was well-learned. The other guy was, a country preacher. I mean, not a lot of schooling. They got separated. So one of these liberal
speakers
cut up, and he waxed eloquent, I think elephants.
Yeah, waxed elephants.
And everything was like one of the things, we discussed, like, oh, the Bible's a myth, blah, blah, blah. So the one who had to learn said, oh, no, my friend's going to get confused. He hasn't had a lot of learning.
Mm-hmm.
He runs down, and he talks to his country friend and says, oh, no, I heard a voice. Lies, lies, lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies. So, some of these, you hear some on the, particularly on TV, they're so well eloquent and stuff. If you read your Bible, pray, and trust your inner voice, the Holy Spirit, and he will lead you and warn you.
Yes,
about
in fact,
these,
another
preachers.
Verse that I like, Dr. Isles, in 2 Timothy 3:8. Now, as James and Janes and Jamborees withstood Moses, so do these who resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith. We have a lot of that today, ladies and gentlemen, and those that are leading us in the path of unrighteousness by telling lies. And here's one, 2 Timothy 4:4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And that's what we see taking place today. Theologically, doctrinally, biblically, and I am concerned about what we see in our society today, Dr. Isles, with those that are believing the lie. In fact, it is so desperately dangerous, I believe, especially when we're facing now in the very near future where the citizens in America will be required to take a vaccine, and that vaccine will be based on a lie. And Bill Gates has already said in an interview about 6 weeks ago with CNN, Communist Network News, with a smile on his face, Bill Gates says, well, we do realize that when we introduce the vaccine, there's the potential of between 750,000 and 1 million people dying.
Yeah.
as a result of the vaccine. And yet they're saying that we all need to be vaccinated. It's based on a lie. Dr. Isles, do you have further things to say to our listeners today in relationship to where we need to turn to find truth and what we need to do to differentiate between truth and lie?
I think one of the things is we need to go back to the Bible, learn the truth, and then be willing to speak out for the truth. I think one of the most insidious things is about this new theology is it's everything is true. You can't criticize, and there everybody's afraid to criticize another person. Mm-hmm. So the churches are silent about, you know,
morals and ethics.
Morals and ethics. So, 2 minutes. And so I think we need to take this more from the philosophical word. Read the word, know the word, preach the word as much as you're able to. Like, do the research. And if you know, marijuana, is marijuana, do Christians be using marijuana? I think you do the research on the Bible and be willing to share.
Take a stand based on the truth of the Word of God. Absolutely.
And be willing to speak out.
Right now, I've been lied to, ladies and gentlemen, not only about the vaccination. We've been lied to, and our churches are being shut down. In fact, you look at what Governor Cuomo of New York said, and Governor Newsom of California, and others tell us, ladies and gentlemen, that churches must remain closed. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to the lie of the left, the loose, lax, lost liberals, I call it, they're trying to tell us that basically the COVID-19, the Wuhan China virus, hangs out in churches. We've been lied to, ladies and gentlemen. We're told that the major problem in America, we're told today, is racism, and that the BLM, the Black Lives Matter, about racial equality, and it's not about racial equality at all. Black Lives Matter is a socialist, Marxist, communist organization that's rapidly undermining, tearing down, and destroying the constitutional foundation of the United States of America. We're being lied to now about voting, saying we need to vote by mail. We're being lied to. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we need to listen to the Word of God, love the Word of God, love the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, defend the truth, even to death. That's the mantra. And therefore, as you stay in the Word, we understand Jesus said, I am the truth. Jesus said, thy Word is truth. So let me encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, stay in the Word of God so that you might recognize the lie when it is told. Thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues.
Yeah, thank you.
Looking forward to meeting you next time on there as, once again, we face the issues. Dr. Isles, thank you.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.